Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We have $404 to give away for the impossible question. It's a good bet. We are not doing this. What aren't we doing? We have
Mara.
Mara on the line. Good morning.
Hi.
Mara.
Hi. Aww. Good morning. I can't believe I got through. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
I love the energy,
so
Mara.
Excited.
What's your guess? It's a good bet we're not doing this. What are people not doing?
I don't think they're waking up at the first time their alarm goes off. They hit snooze.
People hit snooze. I have tried for years to get up that first alarm. It never, ever, ever happens. I absolutely snooze.
I hit it every time. That's why I have three alarms in the morning. And the first two, I hit snooze for.
You do, too?
I spend like an hour just trying to get out of bed.
I don't wake up to any of the alarms. We know that.
He doesn't even snooze because he just doesn't wake up to the original alarm.
No.
Mara, we love your energy and we love your guess, but it is not the correct answer.
That's okay. I'll keep trying. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You have a great day, too. Yeah, keep trying. You can keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got $404 this morning for the impossible question. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? That is the question. We have Jessica on the line. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
My guess is you're not picking up a hitchhiker.
Definitely not picking up a hitchhiker here. Nope, I'm not doing that.
No.
I will say, though, when I was younger, I'm pretty sure my parents picked up a hitchhiker before. My parents were always... So they were always like, if someone needed help, they were there. Like our door was always open. If someone needed somewhere to sleep or somewhere to eat or whatever it was, my parents' door was always open to whoever needed something. And so I have to ask them, but I'm pretty sure there was a time when we picked someone up on the side of the road because they needed a ride.
And you were in the car?
I'm almost positive. I'm going to call in a break. I'm going to call my mom real quick and ask if this happened. I think it was when we were on vacation in Montauk, which I talk about Montauk all the time. That's where we go on our family vacation still to this day. I'm going to ask my parents. Anyone, I'm assuming neither of you have picked up hitchhikers before?
Yeah, that's a no for me.
I don't know. Brett is maybe like 50-50.
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm thinking. Maybe or he's been a hitchhiker.
So, there's no shame. I am someone who would want to pick up a hitchhiker, but I think we live in a day and age where it's just not safe to do so.
Right.
So I probably wouldn't. Maybe if I was in like, what's like the safest country?
I know.
Like some like Nordic place that I feel like is like,
you would.
Right. Yeah.
What's the movie where they pick up the hitchhiker and the guy is like a mass murderer and they're in their car? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The hitchhiker?
Wait, no. The funny one.
The funny one.
Something About Mary.
Oh, it's 6 minute abs. 6 minutes. Jessica, thanks for causing this whole conversation, but no, it is not the correct answer.
Okay. Have a great day.
You have a great day too. Let's go to Teresa next. We'll see if she has the right answer. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
All right. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't we doing?
Winning your World Cup bracket.
Well, that's for sure. None of us are doing that. Sorry, that is not the correct answer, Teresa.
Oh, there's been so many upsets. I thought betting would be part of it. So
timely. I like your thoughts, but we're not that good.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I listen every day, so have a great day.
Thank you for listening, Teresa. You have a great day. All right, we'll go to our last caller for this round. It's Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
All right.
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. All right. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
Using your gym membership that you're paying for every month.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many people that have gym memberships and just never cancel them.
Yes, and then you're wondering what this fee is in your bank account. You're like, what am I paying for?
What am I paying for? Yuck. I had a friend who had a gym membership for a good, I would say, 3 or so years. Like, went one time when he signed up for it and then never went again. And I'm like, why didn't you cancel? It was in the day, though. Do you remember, like, years ago where they made it almost impossible to cancel your membership?
It's still like that. Yeah,
I think a lot are. What?
I think one gym that I had to like write a letter in writing to cancel.
See, my gym is easy. Like, if we want to freeze our account or cancel our account, you just send an email and that's it. It's over and done with. But there was a time when it was so you would get charged. It would be more money. Like, it was more money to cancel the account than it was to just continue to pay the monthly fee.
Yeah, we were so nervous. I canceled my. I had like an LA Fitness account before having a baby, and then. We literally brought baby Alex in and we're like, this is why we're canceling. Let us go.
Let us cancel. And I do think it's like the big chains that make it more difficult than like your neighborhood gym.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, love the guess, but no, that is not the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
All right. You could try again at 9:10 though.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good day. If you're still on hold, we didn't get to you, you can try again at 9:10. We'll do another round of it because we did not get a correct answer this morning. And don't forget, Gas for Life, we're going to play that in the 8 o'clock hour, sometime between 8 and 9 this morning.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Good morning, Erica.
Hi.
We've got $404. What do you think it is?
Good morning. I'm going to bring back the not washing your feet in the shower.
Not washing your feet in the shower. I absolutely wash my feet in the shower. Do you guys? You do, right?
Yeah, I wash them.
Ew.
You don't wash it? Ew, you don't wash your feet?
I do, but... I don't need to say it on a radio station.
I know. We're bringing it back.
You do on this radio station. Erica, good guess, not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? For $404, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I think it's people don't feed the birds anymore.
Aw. Actually, you know what? I do feed the birds at my house. When the bread goes stale, we throw it out to the birds in our yard. And I think it actually drives my cats nuts because the birds and the squirrels come for the bread. And my cats stand by the window and just stare out, wishing they could get out there to them. Good guess, Mary. Not the correct answer.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great day. Let's go to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your guess? It's a good bet we're not doing this. What aren't we doing?
Speed limit. It's either too slow or too fast.
Who goes too slow?
Lots of people.
Yeah? I'm definitely not one of them. I might go a little too fast sometimes.
Same. I probably don't go too slow very often.
Sorry, not the correct guess, Donna.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too.
Literally driving in this morning, I was behind someone that I thought was going so slow, and I looked at the speed, and I was like,
they're doing the speed limit. Okay, my bad. I know, that's happened to me before, too. All right, last guess for this morning is going to come from Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
Well, first... Right, you can do much better than a French baguette. But my guess is that I am not watching TV if I'm listening to you guys on the radio.
Oh, we 100% wish that that was the answer and we could give you the money, but it is not, Glenn.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for trying.
Have a
great day. And you can try again tomorrow morning. $505 we will have now. We'll do it at 7:10 and 9:10 tomorrow morning. Bobby will be back tomorrow morning. I'll be here with you until noon today. Have a great day.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.